When the homemade foods bill came out of a House committee, it had unanimous support. It sits in a political sweet spot. Both Democrats who want to support local foods and Republicans who want smaller government like the idea of deregulating small farmers. It lets people who sell less than $10,000 a year in homemade food and produce less than 20 pounds a day of hard cheese do so without a license. The bill says those cheeses have to sport a label saying they are exempt from licensing. Barnstead Republican Guy Comtois is the bill's sponsor. He says it's aimed at giving farmers a running start before they have to pay for a license.
It's tough to start out at 100 miles an hour, so it does not do away with licensing. It just gives somebody that's coming out of the gate a chance to find out, is this going to be doable, or am I just going to stay at the 20 gallons a day?
Kathy and Joel Watton from Ossipee have been watching the bill's progress closely.
So how many cows do we have?
I have five right now. These two are beef.
They keep a small homestead where they produce most of their own food. Vegetables, baked goods, pigs, rabbits, chickens, and cows. They sell unpasteurized milk from two of their cows who put out a little less than 10 gallons a day. It's already legal to sell less than 20 gallons of raw milk a day in New Hampshire. It isn't legal to turn that milk into cheese, which the Wattons found out this summer.
We received a cease and desist in the mail from DHHS. We had seen the part of the bill that said we could sell aged cheese made from raw milk. We'd missed the part said you needed the dairy sanitation license.
The Watton farm was one of several in the state the Department of Health and Human Services told to cut it out. Kathy says she doesn't want to name names, but after the letters went out, some unlicensed cheesemakers tried to get around the rules by labeling their cheese as not for human consumption. The Wattons say they don't make enough off cheese to warrant spending a lot of money to build the sterile cheese room they would need to get a license. So, if the homemade foods bill becomes law, it will make a big difference in the family's checkbook.
That's huge for us. Milk has a short shelf life anyway, and if you don't do something with it and you don't have enough customers that day to buy it, then you either pour it out or you feed it to the pigs.
But not everyone is a fan of this bill. Licensed cheesemakers have been vocal in their disapproval, and they say it's dangerous to let people sell cheese made in possibly unsanitary conditions.
Come on in.
Hi there.
Just a few miles down the road from the Watton farm in Wolfboro is the Via Lactea Dairy, a small but licensed goat cheese farm. Jenny and Andy Tapper say they started out just like the Wattons, making cheese in their kitchen before they became licensed and started getting their milk tested for pathogens. When she thinks back on that time, Jenny Tapper says she never realized the risks she was taking.
But just knowing how we did it, I think it would be pretty risky. Now that we're set up to run a clean operation, we would never go back to doing it the other way. Hand milking, not being able to cool the milk quickly, and then just not being able to keep things clean enough is kind of a recipe for disaster, eventually.
Tapper says getting licensed was the smartest thing she ever did. It let her sell to restaurants and grocery stores and actually sell enough cheese to make a decent living. She says the idea of a farm around the same size as theirs selling cheese totally unsupervised is a little scary to her. But the bill's promoters point out that contaminated cheese has come out of licensed facilities and that knowing your farmer is really the only way to be sure that your product is safe. Kathy Watton says she has the best quality control team around, her own family.
We eat, we taste every batch that we make. I never know if, you know, is this a wheel we're going to use when we have company over here at our house or, you know, if the law goes through, is it a wheel we'll be selling?
The bill must still pass the Senate, but it's unlikely to face stiff opposition. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.